Masechtas Idyas, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes. Shloisha Achim, you have three brothers. Shnai Mehen, Nesuyin Lashtei Achayos, Ve'echad Mufna. So let's give some names to the case. Reuven is married to Rachel. He has a brother, Shimon, who's married to Leah, Rachel's sister. And then there's a third brother, Levi, who's married to a strange, not a sister of Rachel and Leah. Meisechad Mibali Achayos. So Reuven dies, Ve'asaba Mufna Maimer. Comes along Levi, and he does something called Maimer. Meaning, really, what's Levi supposed to do to Reuven's widow, Rachel? He's supposed to do Yibum. Yibum or Chalitza. Instead of doing Yibum or Chalitza, the Yibum takes place by doing a Bia. Chalitza, he goes through the Chalitza process. Instead of doing either one of those, he goes and he does a Maimer. What does that mean? He married her. He did Kedushin. He gave her a ring. He said, Areya Mekudeshesli. So he went ahead and he married that woman. Now, what is Maimer? We'll see. That's Machlekes. Beishame holds it's a valid marriage. You're allowed to do Maimer, even though she is your Yivama. Even though there's a parish of Yivam, if he marries her, the marriage is a good marriage, Midai Raisa. Beisol says, no, there's no such thing as marrying Yivama. You have Yivam or Chalitza. You marry her, it's nothing, except that Midrabanan, we were geyser, that we're going to treat it like a marriage. So it has all the chumras of a marriage, and on the other hand, it has also, we have to treat it like she's not married. So we'll see how this plays out. So again, Reuven and Shimon married to sisters. Reuven dies. Levi, the third brother, does Maimer to Reuven's widow, Rachel. Now Shimon dies. So what happens? Beishamai says that he's fully married. Levi is fully married to Rachel, and therefore she is his wife. And therefore Shimon's wife, who is a sister, Leah, who is a sister of Rachel, of Levi's current wife, she's free to go. She doesn't need Yibam, she doesn't need Chalitza, she's free to go. Beisil says not so fast, because Maimer was only a Drabanan. So you know what you have to do? Maitzias Ishtei beget v'chalitza. This wife of his, or who he thinks is his wife, meaning Rachel, he has to go ahead and give her a get. But a get's not enough, because a get is only midrabanan he needs a get. Midairai, so what does he need? He needs chalitza or yibam. He can't do yibam. We'll talk about that in a second. He's left with chalitza. And now, v'sh'eshes achiv, what does Levi have to do to Shimon's wife? He has to do chalitza also. Why is it that he has to do chalitza to both? So that is a din that you are not allowed to, when two sisters fall to a guy, it's achis kukasai. He's zakuk to both. There's a zika. There's a relationship to both women, because both women are his ivamas, and this is a problematic relationship, because the relationship to these two women, who are sisters, makes it that he cannot do yibim to either one. Therefore, he's forced to do chalitza to both, and he's going to do chalitza to both. Besides for that, he did a maimer. So midrabanan, he's married to Rachel. To take care of the derabanan, the marriage, for that, he needs a get. Zui sha'amru. And this is what is said, the Chachamim said, Eloi al Ishtai, woe is to him over his wife, meaning he has to divorce his wife. The Eloi al Eshas Achiv, and woe is to him on his brother's wife, he's not allowed to marry his brother's wife now either. Mishnah Yud. Continuing on with Machlekes and Beisham Beis Hillel, where Beis Hillel seems to be the Machmer. Hamadres Ishtai mitashmish amita, someone made a neder that his wife cannot have tashmish from him. So Beis Shammai says, if he made the neder for more than 2 weeks, he has to give her a get. He's not allowed to do this. He's mechuyev to her. He's a person's mechuyev to his wife, Sherek Susa Vainasa. So if he made a neder for more than 2 weeks, it's no good. Beis Hillel Oimrim Shabbos Echos, even more than 1 week. If he made it, the limit is 1 week. If he prohibited Tashmish for more than a week, let's say 2 weeks, according to Beis Shammai, the wife can demand a get, and she's going to get her ksuba. Hamapelas la'or shmoinim ve'echot. So the din is like this. After a woman has a baby, so depending on whether it's a boy or a girl, if she has a girl, there are 14 days where she's tame no matter what. After those 14 days, there are 66 days of yemei toyar, that even if she saw dam, she's tahar. After those 80 days, she brings a carbon. By boy, it's less than that. By boy, it's 7 days, followed by another 33 days to get to 40. Anyway, so at the end of those days, you bring a carbon. Now, let's say, so she had a girl, and now she has to bring carbonis. So the first 14 days, she was tummy. Let's say after that 14 days, she became pregnant again, and she had a miscarriage all within the 80 days. So if she had a miscarriage within the 80 days, she does not have to bring separate karbanos for the miscarriage. It's considered included in the original karbanos, and therefore she's only going to bring one set of karbanos. Now let's say she didn't miscarry until the 81st day, meaning the night after 80 days. Beis Shammai poitrim min hakarban. Beis Shammai says this is included in the first karbanos. Why? Because even though it's after 80 days, it's not the yemei tayar, but since you cannot technically bring the karban until the morning of the 81st day, and this happened on the night of the 81st day, so therefore Beis Shammai says she's pater from a karban. Beis Hillel mechayev, and Beis Hillel says no, at the end of the day it's after the yemei tayar, she has to bring separate karbanos for this miscarriage. Sadin betzitzis, if someone has linen, a four-cornered baguette of linen, so Beis Shammai Paitrim, Beis Shammai says don't put tzitzis on it. Why? Because tchelas is on wool, and you have wool and linen together, which is shatnas. Even though normally you're allowed to have shatnas with tzitzis, because the essay of tzitzis is deichet alayis essay of shatnas, Beis Shammai was worried that you'll wear them at night where there's no mitzvah, and then all you're doing is being over on shatnas, and therefore Beis Shammai said don't put tzitzis onto a linen baguette. Beis Hillel mechayavin. Beis Hillel says that there is still a mitzvah of tzitzis. They did not make any such decree, the Chamunat Geyser. Kalkelas HaShabbos. So the rule is when it comes to Meiser, one of the things that's Kaveil Meiser is Shabbos. When do you Mechuyiv in Meiser? Till you Mechuyiv in Meiser, you could eat randomly if you eat it, not as a Kvius, you eat it as a snack, you're allowed to eat from Tevel. You're not allowed to eat permanently, you're not allowed to sit down and have a whole meal, but to eat just snacking from it, you're allowed to. One of the things that makes it that you can't even snack anymore is Shabbos. So Kalkelas HaShabbos. Once you set aside food for Shabbos, Beis Shammai Paitrim, Beis Shammai says it's Pater. Even though you set it aside, it's not yet Shabbos. Beis Hillel Mechayavin, Beis Hillel says you're ready Chayiv. Once you set it aside for Shabbos, even though it's not yet Shabbos, you cannot eat, snack, you can't snack from this basket of Tevel. Have a good day.